This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Agricultural commodity prices in the United States have been moved more than usual over the past couple of years by transportation issues. Just by looking at a map of the United States, it's easy to see how the railway system is the lifeblood of the Midwest. There are more tracks going more places in Middle America, from New Orleans to St. Paul and Lincoln to Cleveland, than anywhere else. Historically, this came about to move agricultural commodities like corn. It is still easy enough to find cars to haul corn and other commodities, but the locomotives to pull those train cars have been deployed further north and west into the oil fields. This has caused the price of corn to be depressed in places like the Dakotas and western Iowa. It's also caused the price of soybean meal into the southeast to jump 25% from September to mid-November. Transportation is causing dips and valleys in the price of agricultural commodities that the University of Illinois ag economist Daryl Good says will be the reason for farmers to sell or hold their goods.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's a combination of transportation and what farmers are deciding to do, whether they really want to let the crop go or not. But what we've seen so far, and I think will continue, will be the transportation issues. So those problems have not been widespread in the eastern Corn Belt, although there are pockets, but certainly as you go west and north, the transportation issues will continue. And I think that speaks to a weaker and probably more erratic basis pattern in those areas.
Good defined basis as the difference between the local cash price of a commodity and its corresponding trade on an exchange like the CME Group in Chicago. Again, that was Daryl Good, ag economist with the University of Illinois. Over 750 people attended the 76th annual National Ag Bankers Conference last week in Omaha, one of the largest attendances in over 25 years. John Blanchfield is the Senior Vice President and Director of Center for Ag and Rural Banking at the American Bankers Association. He thinks the high attendance was because ag bankers are trying to gain some understanding about the current farm financial situation.
The ag economy is cooling off. Does that mean we're going to slide right off the edge of a cliff? No, it does not mean that. I mean, American agriculture has enjoyed 10 of the best years possibly in the history of American agriculture. And now things are slowing down. And actually, if you're in livestock, things look great. So it is a cloudy forecast. Generally, it's agreed that prices for corn and beans and wheat will be lower. And that's sobering. And yet, I know the bankers are prepared to step in and help where they can. If you think that your farm is not going to do well this year, you know, the earlier you talk to your banker, the better. And that's something I really want to let people know.
That's Center for Ag and Rural Banking Senior Vice President and Director John Blanchfield. The University of Illinois Extension Office in Taylorville will be hosting a Beef Cow-Calf Field Day and Research Project Update on Tuesday, December 9th at 10 a.m. The office field day will highlight the latest on beef cattle grazing systems in place from the U of I Dudley Smith Farm near Pena and in research trials around the Midwest. It will include updates on local and regional livestock nutrition and grazing projects, along with livestock feeding issues and how to plan for opportunities in 2015. Speakers will include Professor Dan Scheich of the College of ACES at the University of Illinois. He'll be talking about supplementation study on grazing cattle and grazing effects on soil characteristics and subsequent crop yield. Ed Ballard, a retired Extension Animal Systems educator, will be talking about frost seeding in Illinois. Travis Mateer, an Extension educator, will be looking at least cost winter cow rations in Illinois. And Gary Letterly, environmental stewardship educator, we'll be speaking on corn stover harvest concepts. Again, the program will begin at 10 a.m. on December 9th at the U of I Extension Christian County Auditorium in Taylorville. Pre-registration is appreciated by Friday, December 5th. To get more information or to register for the event, you can contact Gary Letterly at the Taylorville Extension Office at 217-287-7246 or email Letterly@illinois.edu. Participants can also register online at web.extension.illinois.edu/CJMM. That's all for part one of this afternoon's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Taking off a large crop this fall? Use your yield monitor to put back just the nutrients you used. Talk to M&M Service about their precision farming programs and decision-making tools. M&M Service will provide you with the latest innovations of precision farming technology, and with their expert analysis and recommendations, you'll find the process of decision-making a whole lot easier. Discover how M&M can apply precision farming technologies to your operation. Contact M&M Service Company today to find out why they're your partner to a better future. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
A sure sign of the holidays is the aroma of homemade pies and cookies baking. You'll need plenty of fresh farmer-owned Prairie Farms butter for baking, plus fat-free half and half for creamy pumpkin pies, and lots of Prairie Farms whipped cream to top your desserts. For dunking those holiday cookies, serve tall, refreshing glasses of Prairie Farms milk. And don't forget the 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice for lots of vitamin C. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms, farmer-owned.
All it takes is one visit to the emergency room or one night's stay in the hospital to realize the importance of health insurance. And no matter what your health insurance needs are, Country Financial Representative Wayne Shaver has a policy to take care of those needs, from disability income to long-term care coverage. I am committed to helping you balance your need to protect what you have with your desire to build for the future. In today's world of rising health care costs, you can't afford to be without quality health insurance. From me, Wayne Shaver, your Country Representative in Jerseyville, give us a call at 618-498-5800.
Are fuel prices costing you a fortune? Area Diesel Service can help with agricultural diesel solutions modules. Over 1,000 applications can get up to 35% more horsepower, and these performance modules aren't just for planting and harvest. There are modules for medium and heavy-duty trucks and your light-duty diesel pickups. For details, call 800-637-2658 or visit the new redesigned website today by logging on to areadiesel.com. That's areadiesel.com.
A poor barley harvest might be the cause of increased beer prices. Dan Carey, brewmaster for New Glarus Brewing Company, said barley is grown in areas such as Idaho and Canada and was harvested in August and September. If you remember correctly, we were seeing wet weather at the time. But what does that mean for the harvest?
Barley varieties that have a tendency to not have much dormancy, they're having a pre-harvest sprouting damage, which is problematic for malting. The maltsters are scrambling to try to get that barley in and malt it before it dies. So they're actually jumping over their stocks of 2013 crop to try to get this crop malted. Bit of a problem. More towards the Midwest, a lot of the 6-bro varieties have been experiencing a lot of infections from fusarium scab, you should call it corn stock rot, and that's causing problems too.
Barley usually makes up at least 60% of all beer products, according to Carey.
Barley, of course, is the number one grain used in beer, and most craft beers, most small breweries use 100% malt. The larger breweries would use, say, 60% barley malt, and the rest would be made up of either corn or rice. It gives a little bit of a lighter flavor. But barley malt is the basic ingredient in beer. It's where the fermentable extract comes from. It's where the color and a lot of the flavor and the alcohol and the carbon dioxide comes from, the starch in the grain, and the proteins give foam to the beer. So it's a very important grain in beer.
Malting the barley is a key process in all beer making. Dan Carey went over this process.
Malting is simply a process whereby the barley is steeped in water, causing the barley to germinate, and that germination is promoted for about 4 days, and then the barley is kiln dried to stop germination and to develop more toasty, bready types of flavors, and also the color, the brown, golden, or dark color that you find in beer. So malting is really the first step of taking barley and turning it into beer.
Carey also said although barley is occasionally used for feed purposes, most varieties are known as malting varieties.
The quality of the barley is extremely important. First of all, there is a varietal considerations. You can think of barley as basically it's used in brewing and distilling, or it's a small amount is used for food, but over 50% is used in beer. The rest might be used for feed. But feed barley is grown for high yield and high protein. But when you grow barley for brewing beer, brewers are looking for bright, plump, low protein, low beta beta-glucan barley with absence of disease. Brewers will pay a premium for that for what's called malting barley over feed barley.
Getting back to the potential barley shortage, Kerry says beer and beer prices may be safe for this year, but back-to-back years of weather issues will cause major problems in the beer industry.
There is barley out there that is not showing symptoms of this pre-harvest sprouting. Some areas in the country, Wyoming, for example, did not have this problem. So there is barley available that is not showing pre-harvest sprouting. And so, of course, I think it's obvious that you got to pay for it. So in the short term, it might mean that prices will increase. I think that obviously since barley is contracted, some of the prices were set before planting last fall. And barley prices were down last year, malt prices. So I don't know what's going to happen to price in the near future, but I'm going to pray very hard that we 2015 harvest will be a good one, because if we have back-to-back problems, that's going to make it very, very difficult.
Again, that was Dan Carey, brewmaster for New Glarus Brewing Company. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.